It's Chee time. I'm your host, Sylvia, the Chee Whisperer. Welcome to episode 18 of season 2, Validation Game. Validation is the process of confirming or verifying. Objectively, it involves checking for accuracy, truth, or validity. On an emotional and personal level, it serves as a means to make us feel good about ourselves. The need for validation is a fundamental aspect of being human and engaging in social interaction. We desire acknowledgement, recognition, or approval from others for our thoughts, feelings, actions, or identity. This desire leads us both consciously and subconsciously to engage in behaviors aimed at gaining validation, which I will refer to as the validation game. The formula of the validation game is, if this happens, then I'm good, loved, important, right. One of my validation games growing up was, if I followed an imaginary line and didn't step off it, then I'm good. Another example of a validation game I heard of is when a child forces herself to sleep motionless so as not to wake her mother up. Then she feels good about helping her mom. These are examples of self-validation. Self-validation drives us into rigidity and anxiety. When the very act of self-validation is not based on facts and reality, it can morph into beliefs such as, I have to follow everything the Bible says, or I have to earn $1 million by the age of 40. These rigid and frantic self-validations take away the freedom of having feelings, thoughts, and choices that truly validate who we are. They not only weaken our chi, but also halt and reverse our constructive chi flows. A different type of validation game is commonly observed in social settings, where we set forth conditions for others to fulfill to prove that we are good, loved, or important. In these scenarios, we seek validation from external sources. For example, one condition might be, if someone gives me attention, then I'm loved and important. Different individuals devise various ways to garner attention, such as through academic achievement, professional accomplishment, athletic performance, one's appearance, or even outrageous behaviors. Seeking external sources for validation could also involve scenarios like, if someone comes to my rescue while I'm suffering, or if someone prevents me from killing myself, then I'm loved and important. A common validation pattern observed in the workplace and social media is, if I get paid such and such, or if I get such and such number of likes on my social media, then I'm loved and important. When we rely heavily on external sources for validation, we put our chi in other people's hands. While our chi may momentarily strengthen when we receive validation, it requires constant reinforcement. Moreover, our chi flows cling to the external sources and do not truly benefit us. We play validation games because we want to be loved. The ultimate validation is feeling loved unconditionally. Thank you for listening. Please join me in 2 weeks for the topic of humbleness. Bye for now. May the Qi be with you.